Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Drake is not here today. A uncommon occurrence, but Kevin is here. We talk about a bunch of things, including his best tips for guys going into camp, what they should expect, how they should go about their day, and a whole bunch of other fun along the way. We hope you enjoy this episode. As always, let's have a day. Let's go. Back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 238, and it's a lot, right?
We've been doing a lot of these things. Well, some of us.
Yeah, right. And there's things in the works. There's the Wash Up Walk-Ons have some stuff cooking as far as some back-end stuff that are, you know, we always got, you know, we're stirring the pot. Right, we're stirring the pot. There's things where we're moving up on the back end logistics, and we're excited to share that with you once it's all said and done. So that's a little teaser there. Thinking back, Kevin, 238 episodes. Can you remember what? Do you even remember what that initial conversation was like for us to start this thing? Because I just tell people when people ask, like. I don't know. I've done enough interviews now where the story's kind of out there, but every once in a while, like I get another like podcast guest or whatever, or me as a guest. And they'll be like, so what, how'd you come up with the idea to start the podcast? And I feel like they're always asking in a sense of, oh, you're so like, it seems so successful now. How did you come up with that great idea? And I always tell them like, well, we had no idea it was going to be what it is. Like we just wanted to talk shit and feel like we were still a part of Iowa football. And so we just got some microphones and started talking.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying some outrageous stuff in the group chat and we're like, dude, people would love this content. And then we were always like talking about the games. Cause we started the fall after we were done. Right.
Yeah. I think it was week 3 of the first season we didn't play.
Yeah, right. And we're just like talking back and forth within the group chat. Like, everyone in the group chat is obviously watching the game. We're literally live texting it to each other and just kind of got the ideas like, you know, like people would enjoy our perspective.
Yeah. What'd you think about that one person asking the Hawkeye football account to bring you in for the motivational speeches during camp?
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
If the coaching staff reached out to you to come in and talk to the guys, you're telling me you wouldn't go do that.
No, I'm saying they wouldn't reach out and tell me to come talk to the guys. I would never say no to KF. KF could ask me to go play in traffic and I'd probably go do it.
Play in traffic. Oh, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. Yeah, it's Coach Ferentz. You know, just thinking about it. And I'd love to have you come in and talk to the team. Also thought, you know, maybe we have you run out in front of some cars. Okay. play in front of a few semis. All right. How's that sound?
Is that going to help us win, Coach?
Yeah, we think it's part of the preparation for this season. Guys have been really humming. All right. I mean, this team reminds me of 02, 04. Okay. And I think if they saw a guy like you really run out into some semis, maybe some moving trucks, really fire their fucking asses up, all right?
All right, coach. I'll go. Whatever I need, go Hawks, baby.
Thanks. Playing some traffic for KF. He really is that kind of guy, though.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'd I there'd be no point to it, but I'd love to find the number. It's probably DJK, but I'd love to find the one person on earth who dislikes KF the most. And it would still be like a mild disgruntlement. It would just be like, yeah, this is not my guy. Like, no one hates that dude.
Yeah, I mean, from what DJK has posted on Twitter, like, he's back and forth, and, you know,
it's weird, right?
Says, I don't know, says like the he's settled this, like, you know, his grudge or what, I don't know.
Yeah. People, at one point, we were going to bring him on because Dave.
No, we weren't.
I was. You weren't going to be here for it because you don't want you. That's too much drama for you. That crosses the line of drama. But Drake and I were going to have him on.
Oh, you were talking this by this behind my back.
I don't think it was behind your back. I just don't think you were part. You said like, I will not be part of that conversation, which I respect you for because you're not that kind of guy. Why aren't you that kind of guy?
I have no intention of talking to someone who tries to disparage KF in such a way.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. Yeah. I mean,
I don't like to give idiots a platform, basically.
Yeah, no, that's fair too. That's fair too. I do think,
you know, if idiots want to give themselves a platform, like what we did,
go for right.
but I don't want to give idiots our platform to spew sure. nonsense.
Yeah. If we brought him on or anybody like that, it would obviously, I mean, we control the narrative. We're CNN here, you know, or Fox or whatever.
Fake news? Are you saying?
I'm not sure which one. I'm pretty sure.
We're definitely fake news.
At this point, I think all news is fake. There's no true news.
We're living in a simulation.
There's the potential that we are. Real quickly, thank you for the recent Patreon walk-on army. So, Kev, I think the last time we spoke. And we did that walk-on army exclusive episode before I went on vacation. Me and Drake both went on vacation. Or I guess Drake and I would be linguistically correct there. We did a Patreon-only episode. And every time we do one of those episodes, we catch a few people who are like, God damn it, I want to. It's not the goal. I promise it's not the goal. But it is this side sort of benefit to it that we catch a few people who are like, God damn it, I only got 9 minutes of the episode. I want to listen to the whole thing. And so then they inevitably go in and sign up for the Patreon, and hopefully they sign up for the Patreon, they join the walk-on army, and they give it a few months of time, and they see that, you know, we're providing enough value through all the things that we're doing over there, especially as we get closer to the season, which, by the way, shout out to Andy Brodell, former Iowa Hawkeye, signed up to be a part of the walk-on army, absolute legend. We had 12 new signups after that episode.
Ooh.
The walk-on army has grown. And I want to shout out.
Yeah, we were just talking complete nonsense. That was a funny episode.
Yeah, I think we were just bullshit. It was like we recorded it like, I don't know, 10 days ago or so.
Yeah.
Something like that. So quick shout out to Garrett C, Matthew M, not Matthew McConaughey. That'd be cool. Cade F.
All right.
Washed up walk-ons. All right. Hell yeah. Roger H, Chris L, Kelly K, Corey H, Robert S, Nate F, and then, of course, Andy Brodell. Sorry, Andy, we outed you. So if you're listening, apologize about that, but we would love to have you on. I'm going to actually reach out to you because you're kind of a legend.
You know who I want to shout out?
Shout them out.
How about some of those walk-ons doing a little thing today?
It was on the list. It was on the list, man. I put it on the list. I put walk-on mentality boys on the list of topics to bring up.
Dude, legendary.
Yeah, man, that's awesome to see.
Are we gonna like partner up with these boys or what?
I feel like there's a missed opportunity, a missed at bat right there. If you don't, we got to figure out some way to do it. Obviously, for those that did not see it on social media. Jack Kerner, Tommy Kuyava, and Zach Van Valkenburg. All three of those guys have gotten together.
I've been pronouncing Tommy's last name wrong for 5 years.
I believe it's Kuyava.
Oh, okay.
It looks like Kujava.
Yeah, that's what I always said.
It's Kujuwa, I think. I don't know.
But I pronounced the hard J.
Yeah. I think I was next to him freshman year and I called him Kujawa a bunch of times. And then eventually I heard someone say Kuyaba. And he was like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, dude, you've been letting me say your name wrong for, I don't know, 2 months at this point. And now for you, it's been, well, 5 years. And so,
yeah, ran into him at the, the Iowa City,
the meetup. Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
I ran into him. I talked to him as well.
Oh, no, no. I ran into him at the Iowa City block party.
Oh, the old Icy block party, huh?
Yeah.
You're a big fan of that. Yeah, you're a big fan.
Huge fan.
You're a big block party guy.
Big block party guy. Big open container guy, really.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Which, you know, if would be really cool. Never mind.
Just general open container and everywhere would be really cool. Is that where you're going with that? Or?
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, like, you know how we're selling alcohol inside the stands now?
Right.
Just like, you know, fuck it, game days, open container.
The whole, all of game day across the entire city?
On the west side of Iowa City, on the west side of the river.
That could get dangerous.
Wild boys.
Yeah. I just got back from Georgia. We were at on Tybee Island down on the tip of Savannah. And I think there's like open container down there. But I don't drink, so I didn't really know. But like Lauren and her family were walking around with like these frozen wine drinks, and so was everybody else around this like one area. So I think they have open container.
Yeah, Vegas has open container too.
Yeah. Well, Vegas is I still have never been to Vegas, by the way.
Dude.
You're a big Vegas guy, big block party
big
guy,
Vegas guy,
big block party guy, big Vegas guy, right?
I got a Vegas trip coming up here in just over a month, and I'm really excited about
it. Is that a Ward Men trip, or is that a friends from home trip?
That's a bachelor party. It's my best buddy from back home. Bachelor party.
You gonna have some pops?
Gonna have a few pops.
What's your favorite pop? Just good old Busch Light.
Busch Light is pretty damn good. It depends, man. It really depends. You can't picking your favorite child. You know, am I tailgating on a Saturday morning? It's probably Busch Light.
Oh, it's a situational thing, huh?
Of course. Am I sitting on a lake? I like a nice Michelob Ultra on the lake. Mm. I'm like sitting down to like eat and like hang out at a brewery or something, I love me some Big Grove Easy Eddie.
Easy Eddie, huh?
Yeah.
And you don't support the Polecat Porter, huh?
Not a huge fan. Actually, it's quite obviously terrible.
I've heard. It's a very. I think you got to really.
You have to really like porters.
You have to have really gotten bored with the old Busch Light and the other regular beers to get into the Polecat Porter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. We should get Busch as a sponsorship for this podcast. I think I reached out to him at one point, but I never heard back.
Tom Dyke, he's got a guy.
True. And Tristan, they're all kind of, and Sheriff, all three of those dudes, they all get sent Busch Light care packages.
We're probably not big enough and manly enough.
Dude, there's no way we're not big enough. Speaking of what I teased at the front of the podcast, I was told.
No, I meant like as human beings, like because those are very large human beings. Oh,
we're physically not imposing enough.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you think Sheriff would come on the podcast?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He always struck me as, and this is probably just because of the situation that we were in.
What? Because we were like freshmen. And he's like a.
Very unapproachable, right? He was a scary guy. I mean, he's a walking.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys, like you walk in locker rooms, an 18-year-old kid, and you're like, why is there a grown man in this weight room lifting all the weights?
There's no weights left. Sir, I'd like some weights.
may I have some of your weights?
Yeah, where's the meme that's like, sir, may I have some more?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand that, but I talked to him at Ike's wedding for a little bit. He's like, he's a chill dude.
I actually think he would come on. I guess I got to reach out. I got to reach out to that guy. He has. He is with Washington football team, but not with them currently, I think, or something like that. I don't know. I saw something about that. Maybe he's on like the reserve list, or I don't think he's hurt, but I think they're like his contract was up, and I don't know if they've figured anything out.
I think he's still within his massive second contract.
Maybe I'm wrong. He's made a shitload of money. I know that.
He deserves it.
Guy's made some coin. Okay. Guy's got bags. He's got envelopes, as we were talking about on the Joe Wieskamp podcast, which I saw. Did you try and join the podcast two nights ago?
No.
I swear to God, you did for a second. I let you in, and then you just never showed up.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. All right. I think there's a story behind that.
It didn't happen.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm dumb. Back to the Patreon thing. Some of you signed up, and obviously it's because you wanted to, you know, all those names I just mentioned, you wanted to get that extra scoop, that little extra, you know, that last bite of ice cream, right? And to do that, I just want to be clear here. If you're a listener of the podcast and you want to mess with the Patreon, to get the extra episodes, you have to sign up at the second or third tier, right? If you just sign up at the $4 tier, evidently it's not good enough for you. And I don't know who made that decision.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. I was just looking up Sheriff. He got franchise tag this year.
Okay.
But he was put on the COVID reserve list on July 31st.
Okay. That's what I saw. Yep. Yeah. I think he's made the Pro Bowl for the last 4 years or something like that. Maybe more.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Decent. Top NFL player, top 100 guy. So anybody that messes with the Patreon, that is what you have to do. Second or third tier, make sure you read those perks on the tier list when you go to sign up for the first, you know, the $4 level is the true freshman. You're the true freshman. The middle level is the travel roster. And if you're true third tier walk-on army, you're in the first string, baby. You're the first stringers, right? You got to go out there. Our best players got to play our best. Our best walk-on army, they have to be our best fans, and they are. And they continue to be. So shout out to those Patreon guys. Now, also want to quickly mention, because I always forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, right? We've grown that thing upwards of like 1300 subscribers almost. The video content has been better. Most of the time when Kevin's on now, he's actually been on in his office. So there's actual visual of Kevin. And even if there isn't, when Drake is on the podcast, which we haven't even mentioned, I mean, we've been rocking this thing out for what, 20 minutes? Haven't even mentioned Drake's name. We don't need that fucking guy.
I don't miss him. Do you miss him?
Who's Drake? When he's on the podcast, you guys literally get to look at a mullet. I'm not even sure what's on his head anymore. It looked bad the other day, Kev.
I saw he got like the front cut, but let the back just keep going or something.
I'm not sure what he's rocking, but it didn't. Mullets can look good if you blend them right, and his was not blended.
No, I mean,
but
he's just not a blended human being.
If you want to see unblended mullets, go subscribe to the YouTube channel, Wash Up Walk-Ons. And then also, I think a lot of you just search the podcast. I get these questions all the time, but if you go into your podcast app, go into your Spotify or into your Apple or Breaker or wherever you get your podcast, and actually hit the button that adds us to your library. And if several of you are like, hey, where's today's episode? I get those all the time. Make sure you have automatic downloads on, and then just delete your downloads after you listen to them, so it doesn't fill your phone up. But that's how you will always get the episodes in your feed. Okay. We don't want you missing the good content. All right. Walk on mentality, dude. Those three. Awesome, right?
Awesome. Yeah. And, love what they're about. Walk on mentality. It's great.
Effective
way to live your life. They I think they mentioned it in their website. It's like, it's not just for athletes, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Which we've said, which we've talked about before. And kind of their deal is they are going to basically be for now, just kind of a merchandise line. They've got their own logo and a bunch of shit that they've put out. And if you purchase, which we encourage you to do so, go support them, not us. We have jobs, and you know, we're the washed up walk-ons for a reason. They're the working walk-ons. They still have actual positions. Go support Valk and Kerner and Kujava, Tommy, and buy their stuff, because then 50% of their proceeds are going to go into a fund that helps support a walk-on, I guess, in the future.
I would love to see what becomes of that, because if it's just like, hey, you're the winning walk-on of the month, here's your 30 rack of Busch Light.
Here's $27 and an extra t-shirt. It's cool to see.
I'm just kidding. Awesome.
But what's cool is like, they can do that. Now they have the opportunity to go and do that, whereas before that was illegal. And it just seems so silly for something for that to be not allowed, right?
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
It did bring up a point, and then it gave me another interesting topic to talk about. And it was, I think what I've seen, you know, we're now, it's August 3rd as we record this, and we're 1 month into NIL being a thing. And I think I've had some realizations about NIL over just the first month. The number one thing being, and I think this is good in a way, I think it's really going to, you know, in effect, it's going to really show that you have to put in work building a brand and building almost a relationship with your fan base, or with, you know, the people that follow the team you play for. You got to actually really build that brand. And this is not something that, you know, was something that people wouldn't have guessed, but it's been exposed, I think. You know, that first day of NIL, everyone's like, hey, I'm doing cameos. Hey, if you want to book me for NIL, book me. We're allowed.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff was kind of cringy.
Yeah, it was like, okay, cool. But like, tell me why. Like, why should I, right? Like, what's the value here? And it's why I think it's going to go over well. I don't, there's always going to be that outlier situations like the Alabama quarterback making $1 million or whatever, but you still now, as a brand, you have to go prove that you're worth the shit, right? Like, you know,
it's always going to start on the field, and then, you know, you'll have your random D1 athlete/TikTok star here and there.
Who's... Yeah. You know, like a girl, some track runner at like Oregon, you know, that has big tits, and she's, you know, she just puts up TikToks every other day of her in a bathing suit. Like, yeah, that she's going to get some swimsuit deals or some shit because, you know, sex sells. Right. But like, I look at all of our players and it's like, I really think this incentivizes the best way for them to grow their brand is to be a fucking baller on the field. Like, if you want to be, and it always has been.
I mean, it's always been in your financial best interest to perform well on the field.
Right.
One, you don't want to, for some reason, like, get kicked off the team and lose your scholarship.
Exactly. Two, right.
You want to maybe make the NFL. Or three, maybe you want to earn a scholarship as a walk-on. Or four, now you can make money NIL-wise.
It's been added to the bottom of the list, essentially. And I think what a lot of people forget about when they consider this NIL stuff is all of a sudden they think these kids, like, they don't love the game anymore. Your number one love for the your number one reason to go out and play on Saturday is Kevin Ward. It wasn't any of those things. It was you love fucking playing football and being with your boys. That was Kevin Ward on a Saturday. It wasn't even, it wasn't even about, oh, I don't want to get kicked off the team, or I want to this, that, or the other. Kids still love the game, and they, and they're going to, I don't know. I think this is good. I think it's good. It is interesting, the Alabama quarterback making a milli, though. I mean, that's.
I mean, yeah, yeah, you know.
And it, we knew it was going to happen.
We know that. We all, we knew, like, the stars of college football were always going to make a shit ton of money. And then, you know, they're going to be the one percenters, and then there's going to be people making solid money. Yeah, yeah,
it's going to mimic.
It's just like fucking America, baby.
I was just going to say, it's going to mimic the market, man. It's going to mimic the market. There's going to be a top 1%. There's going to be a large middle class. And there's going to be some lower class.
There's going to be some walk-ons out there. Yeah. Food,
right. I was going to say, there's, in this situation, or in this instance, the lower class is those who don't at all try and pursue any NIL deals, or the people who are so dog shit on the field and have no personality that even if they're trying to pursue it, no one wants to give them a dime. And the market's always right. The market gets to decide. And I think it's a good thing. Former Iowa State player, this was announced 2 hours ago, maybe less, has been former ISU football player, was arrested for the incident with J-Bo downtown. It was a former Iowa State football player, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah, and so this begs the question. I don't want to go over the J-Bo situation anymore, because either way we'll get shit on. How fucking angry, just belligerent, Kevin, would you have to be as a former Iowa football player to go and beat the shit out of an Iowa State basketball player that currently plays right now? I think for Drake it wouldn't take much.
No, it would. The kid would have to look at Drake the wrong way.
Yeah,
fucking sad.
Yeah, if he walked in the door.
Oh man, that's a tough, tough look, boys. Oh,
not good,
man. No.
I mean,
when did this guy finish up playing football?
There was no details released about the actual individual. It was just a former Iowa State football player.
Oh, you don't have a name or anything?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, judging by the video, I would guess. No later, he graduated no earlier than like probably around the time we did.
Sure.
Looked like a young guy. He's still downtown, you know.
I don't think there's anything that could, you know, and could force me to go punch people.
Nothing would provoke Kevin Ward to beat the shit out of the current
student.
There's
things that would provoke me, but you know, you have to go out there. But still, for all the fans listening, don't go sticking your phone in other people's faces.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're an athlete or the person you're doing it to is an athlete. Just be a good dude, right? Hey, be a good dude. Don't be a dumbass. Be a good dude, right? Last thing I want to talk about is it's your favorite time of year. And camp, you know, four-letter word. You know, four-letter word, C-A-M-P. There are four letters in there. Camp starts, I believe, Thursday, the 5th. So actually, as you listen to this, fans, the boys are rounding up their gray sweats. They've got, you know.
Probably just got the Nike drop. Yeah,
they just got the Nike drop. They got a new pair of gray sweats that are the same sweats they've gotten since 2006.
Four new pairs of shoes, three new pairs of cleats.
Yep. New gloves if you're a skill guy. And, you know, a couple new pairs of compression shorts, good underwear, maybe a couple new pairs of socks if the Greg tokens are full. And they're gearing up to get into that Marriott, the new Marriott, not the old Marriott. Marriott on Melrose, not Marriott in Coralville.
Which honestly is so huge.
It's like, big.
I know it was only a 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
But like It made me want to commit harm to myself. Also, you had to wait in those vans for like 10 minutes until it filled up before you could go and stuff.
Right.
Now you can just limp over to the stadium.
And sometimes it was hot, you know, and it's just the whole psyche of where you're at mentally during those van rides. It really made you want to jump out on the corner there at Perkins and grab a dull butter knife and jam it directly into your sternum.
Duller the better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you wanted to feel it. Cause you felt nothing.
Yeah. It was a dead,
you were an empty shell of a human being.
It was a dead, numbing sort of, spoiler alert, cold Jon Snow, you know, when he was lifeless there for a bit. It was that kind of feeling. Right. And which, by the way, I almost opened this podcast up knowing it was just me and you with the da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, which also reminds me, while I was down at Tybee Island in Georgia, we went into Savannah for a day. They have a big park there. We walk through the park, and by the fountain in the park, there's a guy with a trumpet. And what does he play as we walk up? I was like, oh my God, dude, are you serious?
Dude.
I was like, where's Kevin at? He would be lit right now.
Oh, yeah. I'd be shouting the North Remembers and charging at this dude or something.
Do you know what I would do to secure a couch in a living room with unlimited time to bang out straight hours, straight episodes, 1 to 67 of, or maybe I think it's 73 or something like that, of Game of Thrones? Oh, baby.
How quickly could you do it?
I think we could do it. I think realistically we could do it faster than what we did before.
Oof.
Yeah, I know.
That's
sun up to sun down.
Cutting the workout out of the day.
Right. Well, exactly. At this point, we have a week to give up.
So you're saying like solid 14 hours of Game of Thrones a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. And I think we can get some fans to join us.
We definitely could. But, you know, I think we averaged probably, what, 8 episodes?
Yeah, about 8 or 9, I think.
On our big days, like, you know.
It's rough. It was rough, man. It was like rough, but it was like our whole saying was like, it's too lit to stop, dude.
It's too lit to stop now, exactly. But
it hurt going to bed.
I feel like 14 hours of like, I can't lay in a couch for 14 hours.
Okay.
Dude,
you know, we'll throw the assault bike. We'll throw the assault bike in front of the TV and we can pedal and you can, you know, you hit some burpees while the dragons fly over the wall and shit, you know, it'll just hype it up even more.
Knock out 5 pushups every time they say the word dragon.
Yeah. Every time Tyrion takes a drink, you know, is 10 air, 10 air squats.
Oh, that'd be a
shitload of squats. Workout. You'd have some glutes after that. Some bet, you know,
yeah.
Speaking of glutes, did a little split squatting today. Did a little split squatting. Yep.
So I just recently messed up my back.
Oh no.
I mean, just like back spasms. So, I'm going to go like a month of here without putting a bar on my back. I'm just going to do strictly like dumbbell rear foot elevated.
Yeah. Stuff. Split squats. Yeah. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel good.
Yeah.
I had to do it earlier this year because of a cracked rib and, right out of college, that 2018 year, sort of that summer into early fall, I had to do it because of a partially torn patellar tendon. It obviously hurts mentally and you do lose in some areas, but it's a nice little break from the daily grind, and you do come back feeling better. So advice to anybody out there that's kind of in a rut and start to wear yourself down if you're just murdering yourself in the gym.
You always got to mix it up, but it, you know, it's just been annoying. I was head back problems and I was sick and I had back problems again. It's just like, ever just get a good string of like 2-3 months of workouts in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I bring up camp is one, because you love it. And two, I'd love to hear in Kevin Ward's words, what the advice is to a new guy walking into his first few days of camp, or even just a guy, any guy, or maybe even more of a inside perspective look at what do the first few days of camp look like, all the way down to you check in at the hotel, and what's that feel like for Kevin Ward? What do you
remember? I would say listen and follow directions of what you're going to hear in the first few days of camps from the coaches. KF's first meeting, he's going to talk about being on time and be where you're supposed to be. If you're a new guy and you are always showing up late and you are not where you're supposed to be, that is a good way to get in the coach's doghouse. When Phil talks about we are evaluating everything, believe him.
They are evaluating.
They are evaluating everything. They are evaluating your body weight, your timeliness, how early are you? Are you one of the first guys out on the field? Do you look like you're listening during team meetings? Your body language just walking down the hallway.
I was going to say, all the way down to the little things, like how do you walk out of the locker room and toss your laundry bag into the bin? How do you carry yourself?
How do you interact with the managers and the equipment staff? You know, are you respectful?
And the people serving you food.
You throw away your trash after a meal.
Yeah. How do you
evaluate everything?
How do you walk in?
They want you to be the epitome of a professional.
Yeah. It's a crash course on.
And then as far as football goes, you know, they don't expect you to, you know, be a fully refined D1 football player, same as like the seniors are.
Yeah.
But they do expect you to listen, take the coaching, and give great effort.
They know that you're not going to know.
And they also want to see how you're going to respond to, you know, this is a huge stress, you know, going from high school football to your first camp experience, like a lot changing, a lot going on. A lot of strain on the body. They're going to see how you respond to adversity.
Mentally, physically, and emotionally. All three.
Just saddle up, embrace the suck, stay hard, and keep going after it.
What would your advice be before we sign off here on managing the physical side of it? Because it is a shock, even for a specialist, to now be lifting, be sun up to sundown. You're in the vans, you're out of the vans, you're into training table, you're into the training room, you're getting your ankles taped. Now you're out getting cracked by some, you know, elder linebacker or wide receiver, or you just got your fucking shit rocked and kickoff drill. And now you got to go, but now you, oh, we got to lift. Now you're in the weight room lifting, and now there's a warm up.
Yeah, no, it, you're putting your body through the ringer for sure. Stay ahead of your eating, hydration, and stay ahead of your rehab. And like, there's a lot of stuff that's not mandatory that you can do to keep your body right. So after practices, go get a contrast.
Yep.
You know, go hot tub, cold tub, 30 seconds for 10 minutes. Great on the legs. Go in the training room, just roll out. Just stretch out. Use one of the stretch ropes. Do some, get some treatment for something that, you know, not going to keep you out of practice. Say it's just something that's annoying you. You know, if you put it off, it might be something that hurts.
Yeah.
All right. Stay ahead of that shit. And eat your snack, eat your cookie at the end of the day, because it's going to give you your mental, your mental wellness that you're craving.
Yep. Every little thing that doesn't seem like it's going to give you a large ROI and it's not necessarily mandatory, do every little thing, because it's not like you got any other priorities, right? Like, what's an extra 3 minutes of rolling out? What's an extra 4 minutes hanging upside down on the inversion table?
Mm-hmm.
What's an extra 5 minutes to sit down and consume that extra 500, 800, 1,000 calories at the end of the night before you go to sleep, right?
I mean, just take 5 minutes in the cold tub after practice. Like, what are you going to do in that 5 minutes either way? You're going back to the hotel either way.
You're gonna sit on your phone anyway, so go sit on it in the cold tub.
Also, speaking of phone, you know, call whoever you need to call when you get back to the hotel and eating your snack back home, girlfriend, parents, whatever, I don't care. get to bed on time.
Yeah.
Because you want to maximize your sleep as much
Absolutely. As possible. Yeah. Wake up is going to be, and I know they're getting softer these days. NCAA is going to mandate like an 8 PM earliest wake up time eventually at this point. But probably the earliest you're going to be able to get up, or the latest you're going to be able to sleep in, is going to be 6.
Yeah, I don't think the NCAA allows you to start stuff before 6 a.m. anymore.
Yeah, you might have a day where you guys have like a light day and you sleep until 6:45 and breakfast is like 7:15, right? But you're probably going to be at the facility about 6 o'clock every day. So good luck, man. And the walk-ons,
fortunate in the wars to come.
Yeah, the walk-ons are wishing you the best of luck. May the odds be ever in your favor, and you know we're gonna watch from home. Episode 238 of the podcast, and many more to come. At least 238 more.
Wait, Kluve, what is this? The Mockingbird? Is this the thing?
Yeah, a little three finger.
I accidentally did that.
Yeah, not the shocker. For those watching the YouTube version, Kevin is trying to go 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink to end this podcast. And that's all we got. 238, walk-ons out. Talk to you next time. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.